On, we're in the middle of chapter 12.
Good.
This is 453-454.
Yeah.
We're in the Hebrew, it's the line that starts it's right in the middle of the page. Zahav v'mitzaref v'chur. There's a dot there. V'hine.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the English, it's the first paragraph on the right-hand side. Now it is well known.
Yeah.
Okay. We are... This is a tzedakah letter. And it is based on the idea that there's a difference between avoida of tzedakah and maisa hatzedakah. And then the Alter Rebbe starts, he goes on a tangent, the difference, you know, how Mechoyel and Gavriel get together up above because Hashem makes peace between them.
Right.
He talks about the idea of us learning Lishma because that's a way of bringing down godliness into the world. And then says that when we give tzedakah, so it's an expression where we are the embodiment of Hashem's Rachmanis,
right.
And that's the way it is. So that's where we're up to. So again, we are on page 453-454, and it's the line that starts Zahav Mitzar Vakur, right in the middle of the page, Vihine, in the first paragraph in the English on the right-hand side.
Yes.
Vihine Maida Zois, it's known. She Yisrael B'tivam Heim Rachmanim Ugmayle Chasadim. Jews by nature are merciful and like to do acts of kindness. There is a third trait which is mentioned in the Gemara, by Shanim, humble people. Why doesn't he quote that here as well? Is because, the Igros HaKodesh was not written with the same emphasis and care that Tanya was. These are letters.
Right, sure.
But the point he's trying to make is the Rachmanis part. The fact that Jews are humble is irrelevant over here.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, so.
But here we're not talking about that.
But it's a so what?
Yeah, so here at this point, so the thing that he wants to bring out is because when a person gives tzedakah, so they are the embodiment of Hashem's Rachmanis. Mm-hmm. So we say that by nature that a Jew has Rachmanis. And in addition to that, they're goyim lechasadim. They like to do acts of kindness as well. Is the ramifications of being rachamim, of being having mercy. Okay, because if a person's merciful, what is it they do? Is they like the person who's merciful takes care of people. So you're going to take care of people, so you're going to do good things for them. Asher hachesed geiver behem al midas hadin v'hagvor v'hatzimtzum. That the main thrust of a Jew's existence is kindness. And that dominates over strict justice and strength. Okay, it says, for example, that the second base of Megiddo, one of the reasons the second base of Megiddo was destroyed is because people were... The judges were judging according to the law, which is very, very surprising, because what are you supposed to do? Make things up? And the answer is, well, sort of, because the word justice is din. It already implies gevura. Sometimes a situation doesn't need to be approached from a gevura situation. Sometimes you have to go lifnim mashir siddin. You have to go beyond the letter of the law. I'm taking in what would be the spirit of the law.
Okay.
Yeah. And that would be the case then. So what was happening is people were too schwer. They were too difficult on one another. They were too hard on each other. They were missing that component of kindness. Mm-hmm. The base of Mikdash is an expression of Rachmanis.
Uh-huh.
And so if people can't be Rachamim, then they can't have a base of Mikdash.
Is this what was meant by the expression senseless hatred?
That was coupled with it. Okay. Because Sinas Chinam, if you take it the next step down, now you start getting into Klippa, so then the result is going to be, oh, I hate this person. Mm-hmm. Okay, because the Sinas Chinam means that there's no such, oh, it's like unwarranted hatred.
Right.
But there's no such thing as warranted hatred. This person deserves to be hated. No. So the...
Yeah, there's no... Other than absolute wicked person, there's no...
The only thing that it says is V'tachlis Asinus Anasim is referring to the Apikorsim and people who schlep people away from Yiddishkeit.
Right.
Okay, but every...
Anything else is no.
Anything else, no.
No, right. can hate the action, but not the person.
Yeah.
Right.
Kamar Shukasav Amir Sadin Varachmi Vatsimsam. Okay, that is, we are supposed to be conveying that. That's the way God created the world.
Right.
Yeah. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world with Midas Adin.
Yes.
But saw that it wouldn't be able to stand, and so was Meshatev with it, was Shitav by Midas Arachamim, put in it Midas Arachamim. So the reason why there is evil in the world is as a byproduct of strict judgment, but the reason why we're able to live in this world is because of the Rachmanis. So the din provides a medium for us to live in. The Rachmanis, the Rachamim, provides the vehicle by which we're able to live in this medium. Because otherwise, if it was up to strict din, we would have gone a long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So. As it says, his kindness dominates over those who fear him. We got a couple of things going on over there. The word gavur and chasid are opposite, just like yira and chasid are opposite. Hmm. Okay, here we have kindness dominating. Shalachi nikras under shama bas kohen, kemosha kosa bazaar. That's why the neshama is called a bas kohen. Kohen, it says that the love, we learned about this someplace before, in the end of, maybe you mentioned this in the end of like the 50s or something,
yeah.
That the difference between the love of, compared to gold as opposed to the love of silver.
Mm.
The silver standard love as opposed to the gold standard love.
Yes.
Exactly. So silver standard love is like, what's the expression? My soul yearns and longs for there. The word kesef is the same word.
Right,
it means
okay.
To learn, yearn and long for. That's the expression of yira. That's the levi. He said that the stronger love was the love like gold. I'm getting it mixed up. Love like gold is from yira, actually. But it's a love like gold. It's a love like a fiery desire.
Ah.
Okay, and that's called the Kohen.
Mm.
So that what is our neshama? It's a product of this quote unquote Kohen level of love, which is this burning fiery desire of love, which is spurred on from Gevura specifically. And so therefore our soul is called Bas. I have lost you, I see. Yeah?
No, I'm thinking about the Kohanim.
Okay.
And Yuma.
Okay.
They fight to do the voda. They fight for their turn. They would. Anxious.
I'm not sure how it manifests itself, but the Ava Barish Be'esh, there's different levels of love, and how different compared to these. You have a love like water, because water is an expression of kindness, but then you have a love like fire, which is like burning, flaming coals.
Right.
Okay, that one is a much higher one.
Mm-hmm.
So burning and flaming, that's the Gevura. So from the Gevura, you get a higher level of quote unquote love.
Uh-huh.
Okay, our neshama is a product of that. That's why our neshama can relate in such an intense way, because we're bas means a product of.
Mm.
Don't get stuck on the word daughter.
Right. Right. Okay.
It's the product of this love, and therefore we can relate to Hashem in such a burning level of love. Hine hatzedaka hanemshech mevachina zunikur b'shem maisa hatzedaka. This. Tzedakah. When a person gives tzedakah, we say we have two different types of things. We got ma'aseh tzedakah, and we have avodah tzedakah. So he says this, that a person's giving tzedakah as an expression of this intense love. So this is called ma'aseh tzedakah. Okay, about ma'aseh of tzedakah, so it was said before that ma'aseh tzedakah makes peace. So that way, Gavril and Bechoyel can get together, they can live together, they don't strike each other out. This is the lower level of giving tzedakah for this in this consideration. He doesn't start talking about avodas tzedakah until the next page.
Yeah.
When you use the word maisa, the act of, so it implies one of two things. Either you did it already, or it's a continual act that's ongoing.
Okay.
The act of kindness means that there is kindness going on continuously. Mm. This is like the past participle. This is something which constantly happens, and it's a normal thing. Okay, so what he's equating here is that the giving of tzedakah, that a person should do it as an expression of their rachmanis, as the embodiment of Hashem's rachmanis, that you're Hashem's agent in conveying chesed and rachamim down here in this world, that he's calling normal.
Just a normal expression.
That's normal. That's
he wants to refer this to back to the original statement that Jews are made with kindness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
He says that, he means that he wants to say that this is an expression of that.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Okay. This is going to say this is the Lord.
It's a natural expression.
Yeah, because you have ma'aseh and then you have avoda. Avoda means work.
Right, right.
Ma'aseh means that's what you do.
Right.
Okay. It just kind of like happens. You do it and it goes on and et cetera, et cetera. Avoda means you put yourself
into it. Right.
That's the next page. Va'avkan harimidus ha'chesed v'harachmanis hayit ba b'nafshes kol beis Yisrael mekvar me'es b'riyos v'histal shalom amidos ha'yuz baruch. So it says, but this then is this midah of kindness, it's too big of a piece, this kindness and this rachmanis, which is sunk into the soul, which is what the soul is comprised of, of every single Jew, without exception. Which already was. This is the way the person is born. Yeah. If you could read the genetic code of our neshama, so you would see chesed, rachmanis.
Right. Okay.
And it goes through the seder, the creation process, and maintains its integrity. That's why he quotes these couple of verses and sayings of our sages, that he blew into the soul of life. That he talked about that way back in chapter 2. Describing the soul, that even though you got a soul enclosed in your body, and the soul has gone through the whole creation process till it gets stuffed into your body, and how much processing the soul gets determines its sensitivity towards spirituality, but even still, with all that, it's v'yipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim, that soul was blown into his body by Hashem, from the essence of Hashem.
Right.
And the soul maintains its quality of being an essential expression of Hashem. Okay? And then he adds, and this is an ongoing process which is continually going. And what you got today, the godliness that you got today, is a higher level godliness that you got yesterday. Because that's the way it works. Looking at Hanukkah, we learn the first day of Hanukkah, you like one, the second day, you like two.
Three.
Hillel says why?
Yeah.
It's because Ma'alim B'Kadosh V'Loy Maridim. You always go up. So if it was that our soul was on a certain level yesterday, and today is a new day, so that means then our soul must be on this new day level.
Right.
So that means that our neshama is on a higher level today than it was yesterday.
Right.
And we should be, I say should be, able to accomplish today what we couldn't do yesterday. Not everything, but there are things. There are things today that we should be able to accomplish that we couldn't accomplish yesterday. Because yesterday we didn't have the keichas to do it. We didn't have the strength to do it. Today, because we are new and Hashem is creating us anew on this higher level, so therefore we're able to do things higher. But then he says, now that's Maisa. Okay? But it's very interesting. The way the Alter Rebbe always presents things, he always presents a higher and a lower. And the way he always presents it is well, who wants to do the lower? Of course I want to do the higher. You know? Yeah, he talks about the lower level of love, the lower level of fear, the higher level of love, the higher level of fear, tshuva tata, tshuva ilah, the higher level of tshuva, the lower level of tshuva. As soon as you hear the higher one, you're thinking, well why don't I just do that? Answer, no, it's not going to work. Why don't you just stand on the ground and jump on a roof?
Yeah.
Unless you got really strong legs, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So the ladder to get there, yes. Does the Alter Rebbe want you to do a level of tshuva Allah? Does the Alter Rebbe want you to do a vaidus hatzedakah and not be satisfied with maisa hatzedakah?
Of course.
Absolutely. He wouldn't be talking about it if he didn't.
Right.
But you got to crawl before you can walk.
You got to know what the lower one is.
Yes. Okay, so now that you know what the lower one is, you can work on that for a while. But he says now, so what's this? Avaita Sitzadaka. Ainan Naifel Ella. Turn page. Al Dover Shaha Adam Oisibi Gia Atsuma Negativa Is Nateva Navshay. This is what it talks about, Avaita. The word Avaita means toil. Toil. Okay, what does toil mean? Toil means that you really don't want to do this. You're not really enjoying doing this per se. There's some people that you do. Some people like digging ditches, you know, I guess. But, and it's hard, and you could think of a zillion other things that you want to do.
Right.
But you're going to do it anyway because it's like what needs to get done. Right. So that's avoida.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
And why is he doing it? Because he's nullifying his will to Hashem's will. Okay? If you have some sort of tedious task that you're doing at work, why is it that you have to do that tedious task that you have to spend the time on? Because that's what the boss told you to do.
That's right. It was required of you. That's right.
Okay? So here, now we also have Avaita Sitzadakah. And why is it that we would go be undo something? Listen, Maisa Hatzdak is happening b'meila. I like doing it. This is what I am. I'm a merciful person and I like doing acts of kindness. So here I have an opportunity to do something that I like. Wonderful. Now, what you want to do is kick it into a higher gear.
Yeah.
Get it to the point where you're not doing it because you like it. You could like it. Like I said, there are people who enjoy digging ditches.
Sure.
Okay, it talks about in the Gemara about people, day laborers.
Right.
Okay, that it's about sending them home. It's the whole thing about sending them home in the middle.
Right.
It says you have to pay them more if you send them away in the middle. Why? It says the guy only worked a half a day.
Right.
So you think, okay, I have to only work a half a day, and because the job got done,
right.
And so therefore I have to pay you only a half a salary for the day. Mm-hmm. The answer is not only do you have to pay him a full day salary. You have to pay him more than a full day salary. Why? Is because he's missing his workout.
Right.
He's a day out. Watch your head. He's a day laborer, so he likes working the day because, like that, he feels his muscles. He keeps in tone. He keeps in shape. That's his workout. And if he's only working half a day, he's only getting half a workout. He's upset. Yeah. So you have to make up for the half a day that he didn't work on top of the day's pay.
That's right.
I understood the day's pay, but it's hard.
Yeah. Well, Rotsami Bnei Rosan Elim Baruchu Kegain Liyageya Asmai B'Teira Utfila Ad Mitzay Nefesh. Like, for example, that a person is going to be sitting and learning and davening until his soul is ready to fly out of his body. Mm. And generally, he calls that Kleisa Nefesh, and people who are engaged in Kleisa Nefesh, I think they're enjoying it, but I don't recommend Kleisa Nefesh.
I would assume so.
I don't think none of an Avihu had any problems when their soul flipped right out of their body.
They were probably out.
They weren't saying, oh, no. It was just like they were into it.
Go. Yeah, no.
They were like into it, but I don't know. That's what he says. But Akhama Missa Sadaka. So too now, with the giving of tzedakah, the commandment of tzedakah, litain harbi yoisim etiba rachmanos of Rit Sinai, is to give a lot more than you're normally accustomed to. Kamosha kosev rizal apazik nasan titain afilu meyapanim. Give him, you should give him even 100 times. Okay? So you say, so what is this? This doesn't have to be a quant. There's two ways in improving in tzedakah. There's quantitatively, to give more, whether you're talking about giving a bigger sum or giving the same sum more often. As you talked about before, that every little bit adds up to like a whole coat of mail. Or you have the qualitative giving for tzedakah. The Rambam lists 8 different ways to give tzedakah.
Right?
Okay. So this guy's on the normal way is like, he'll give tzedakah to anybody who walks into his office.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what he's normal. That's, you know, he's sitting and he's working, and the guy comes around and he tells him the whole deal. He shows him his little notebook. He shows him his letter, the yellow letter from the Vod, And he's very happy. He takes out the checkbook and he writes him a check, Shalom Aleichem. So he even smiles at the guy, which is a level. And that's all very well and good. But for him to go and actively look where he could give his tzedakah, that's not, he's not doing that.
Right.
So he wants to, so he wants to say is, what would be a vitus of tzedakah for this person?
Sure.
Okay, because you say it's one thing. The higher level is if you go find him. The lower level is if you give him with a smile when he comes to you.
Right.
Okay, so he's holding that, and where is that? I'm not sure if that's like the third from the bottom or the second from the bottom. Okay, to give when someone comes to you, it's like the third from the bottom. Somebody comes to you and you give them a, you give them with a smile.
Right.
Is better than if someone comes to you and you give them without the smile.
Right.
And which is better than like losing the money out of your pants and somebody picking it up.
Right.
The poor person. Okay. So the no, actually, that's not you giving to someone else's. There's another lower level than that. Giving grudgingly or something like that.
Right. I mean,
you know,
right,
so
right, right.
It's like either the second or third. I don't remember the order that the Rambam says them in. So that's a lower level. Just somebody walks in the door, he writes a check, he says, gives a smile, hands him the check, goodbye, have a nice day, let me go back to work. Okay? For him to step it up, so if the Alter Rebbe is writing a fund letter, he's not asking the guy per se necessarily to go and pursue giving charity. What he really wants is more bucks. Because, you know, it's nice that if a guy didn't give with a smile, and I was giving with a smile, is very nice. But don't pay the bills.
Right.
Okay, that's what it says, Titinling Afilu Me'apamim. The guy comes and he asks for tzedakah. So how many times should you give this guy tzedakah? Even 100 times. And what happens if he comes back 101st time? Yeah. The Pasuk says 100 times.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's all I'm required.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, if you came 100 times already,
what's the difference?
This is, this is one of the things that really irks me are people who say, oh, it's December and I'm all good for this year. I don't have to give any more tzedakah this year. Because they figured according, this is from people do this too. They figured according to the accountant. The accountant says, listen, I have to give 20%. So my accountant told me I've given 20%. It's October. And what's this person supposed to do for November and December before it comes January around? Nope. Hashem will help him. I did my bit already. I gave my 20% I gave away.
Right.
Okay, but it's all eisgecheshbent, as it says. This is what it says, that first it should have be the action of the tzedakah. Shegama tzedakah hanikr b'shem maisa v'lo b'shem avayda. That this is, don't sell yourself short. That even if a person is just on automatic pilot,
right,
and he's giving regularly, and he's doing it the way, just as a natural thing.
Right.
You dive in shul, there's a pushka, you throw whatever you normally throw into the pushka, and you go weiter, you don't even think about it.
Right.
He says, but still, afal pi can be sarusa de la tati, sarusa de la ela, from arousal from a below, because you're doing something. That causes a godly flow to come down, so that Hashem is doing something. Ma'er gili ari se barachu baha'ara rabba v'shefa atzuma. So what happens now is even if he is working on automatic, so that causes a tremendous godliness to come down into the whole entire theater, Yistalshus, whole entire creation process,
right,
so that he makes Shalom B'mereimav. You have Sarshal Mikhail and Sarshal Gavriel are antithetical one to another, they're diametrically opposed.
Yeah.
And in order to unite the two, you're going to need some higher energy, higher force,
right,
which is going to be bigger than or greater than Mikhail and Gavriel. And that's what's accomplished when the person throws that dollar into the pushki in the morning in shul.
Mm.
Even if he's not thinking about it, he walks in, his normal thing, his normal routine is he walks in, he puts down his talis and tefillin, he reaches in his back pocket, takes out his wallet, takes out a dollar and puts it in the pushkin and sits down. That's his normal routine. He does it without even thinking about it. Correct. Guess what's happening in Lamaila?
They're turning
tremendous godly revelation.
Mm.
But down here, it might not be enough to trickle down to down here.
Yeah.
This is definitely what we call trickle-down godliness at this point.
Yeah.
Okay? Reagan had something, but he didn't know what he had.
Right.
Shalom v'abiru, pirat harama hatev, at ace case. And good being separated from evil, at this rate, it's not, you're not going to see that until Mashiach comes.
Yeah.
Every act of goodness that a person does, it says they're bringing goodness into the world. They're elevating the world to make it, to separate it a little bit that much from the evil in the world.
Mm.
But you don't see it.
Yeah.
Because there is so much evil in the world.
Right.
So the little bit of good that you're putting in...
So well mixed up.
Yeah, we talk about it, you have this example. If you have a totally pitch black room, and you light a candle. So now the room is not totally pitch black anymore.
Right, it's dark.
But it's still dark.
It's dark, yeah, you bet.
You can't sit there and read.
No.
You can't thread a needle.
No.
You're not going to be able to do anything. The only thing is going to be is maybe you won't bump into something.
Right.
So the amount that we're doing constantly... I don't want anybody to get discouraged. It's a good thing. It's, you know, having that one little candle is good enough not to bump into anything.
Right.
So you won't get hurt.
Right.
So it's a good deal also. Do the tzedakah just as an expression of your nature.
Right.
That's also a good thing.
Sure is.
It's better than the alternative, sitting in the dark.
Right.
Meaning not doing anything.
Right.
Because the ultimate goal is that what's happening is we're lighting lights.
Mm.
Every act is lighting a light. But the way we're doing it, by analogy, is we're lighting the light and we're throwing a switch and it's lighting a light in another room. We're sitting in the dark.
Yeah.
And we're lighting a light, or it could be a better analogy, is we're lighting the light right here, but we have welder's glasses on.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so to us, it still looks dark.
We keep on
lighting those lights. Okay?
Yeah.
And we're lighting more and more and more and more lights. And it could be very well be. Listen, the reason why you wear welder's glasses is because the light is so bright.
Too intense, right.
Yeah, if you have such an intense light, you can see what you're welding.
Right.
So good. Gesundheit. Hey, keep doing it. Keep, maybe you'll have just enough going and you'll be able to see a welder's arc.
Right.
Okay? But you still got the glasses on.
Yeah.
And those glasses are staying on until Mashiach comes.
Yeah.
Love is mine, Agalus. It's not going to happen now. Rock. But Eilam Hakatan, who are other, the whole ace mitzvah tefillah. But it says now, the person themselves, if they want to have their soul illuminated, what's the easiest and most fastidious way of illuminating one's soul? That they can remove some of the cover, some of the obfuscation, is by davening. Is because when a person is davening, they're now exercising themselves, their self-abnegation, they're trying to become nothing, and when a person becomes nothing, so that it can become a vessel for everything. So that's the importance there. Okay, as it says, with righteousness, I grasp your face. Okay, that righteousness, we can say, but tzedakah, so when you're doing it, so when you're davening, you are the object of your tzedakah. Because your soul was put into a body with its physical limitations, and it was put into a Nefesh Bahamas, stuffed inside that too, with its mundane desires, and by person davening properly, they weaken the animal soul, it's weakened their grasp for mundane desires, and thus can be able to lead the body, so that the body should want to do holy things, and therefore have an effect even on the holy things. Okay, but what happens after davening? Close the book, breakfast. As soon as the sitter closes, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Okay, near Bikal, it's easily aroused again. Elise Arab B'tayv, and to get mixed in with the good, Kasher Yishalach, Kasher Chazor L'Mazeh, as he's going out in the darkness of this world.
I'm not a light sleeper.
I gotta eat. Listen, yeah. I've been up already for, by the time I get done davening, I'm up a couple hours already, and it's been so many hours since I ate before I went to sleep, and then I went to sleep, so it could be 10, 12 hours since I've last eaten. So after davening, I'm hungry! Okay, so I want to go and eat. Okay, so at that point, so how do you eat? Do you eat like you eat before you daven, or you eat not eating like after you daven?
You like after you daven.
Yeah, you should.
We hope.
We would. That's what we would like.
Supposed to learn, too.
Yeah.
Something.
Right.
We're praying for now. For
that's why it says, Acha Beis HaKnesses Beis HaMedrash Racha Kach Basa Shachris. Supposed to learn something first.
Right. To concretize.
Yeah. To set the focus that it's going into the Torah, not into your scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
That's how you normally run your day.
Yeah.
Ah, tzedakah b'v'chinas avoda, but when you're talking tzedakah, which is coming from avoda, we will finish this. Okay, fine. When you're putting really toiling, he said at the top of the page, hinei kasher yikra the godly, my lusse, the ma'oid ma'oid, be yais and the vatal tivoi. When it happens that this person is now able to do, he calls this a great thing that a person's able to do. Very, very much. He's able to lift himself over his nature. Which, changing your nature, it's really pretty hard.
That's huge.
And you're possible.
It's really very hard.
People not impossible, but it's huge.
Near.
It's near impossible. Yeah, near's good. Near's a good word.
He calls it a great thing.
A lot of toil.
Okay. Yes,
absolutely.
When you're looking at, say, like the Baal Tshuva movement, most Baal Tshuva are under 24. Because when you start getting like 25, 26,
you're sick.
And your frontal lobes are like the way they're going to be,
yeah,
it's like, no, I can't process anything new. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It does happen.
Does happen.
But for the most part,
does happen.
It's, you know, Rabbi Akiva was 40, okay.
Yeah.
And you have people, I know people that were 70, okay, so yeah. It does happen. But for the most part, in looking at what it is, who are the Baal Tshuva? The Baal Tshuva are young people,
yeah.
Because they're still formidable, they're still, right. You know. So, but even then, so people have natures which they were born with.
Mm.
And to say, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to, and it takes constant effort for a person to change
genuine
habit.
Yeah, genuine strong effort.
Because when you're doing something habitually, you're not thinking about it. To change your habit now, have to think. I'm not going to do what I wasn't normally thinking about.
Not only that, you have to substitute something else in place.
Okay, something
you can't, better. You can't just substitute, you can't just operate in the negative.
No, we're talking, that's what the avoda is.
Exactly, right? That's the point. Yeah, you can't just operate in the negative. You'll
okay, like for example, we're talking about what you do habitually. For example, you breathe 12 to 20 times a minute without thinking about it. Okay, now I just mentioned that, you're all going,
everybody,
I'm thinking about my breathing now.
Yes.
Okay? So now, what would it take for you to think about every breath that you took now? I'm not doing it out of habit.
No.
I'm now thinking about it.
Yeah.
It now becomes a concerted effort to breathe.
You bet.
When before it was just something that was
just happening.
It was just happening.
Right.
I need a trust fund first. I'd be useless at work. That's good.
So we're saying that that's what we want the person to do. The person, so he's giving, what he's doing is good. We're not taking away from anything.
No, that's good.
Because that's Ois Shalom B'mraimav.
Yeah.
You're getting all kinds of harmony going, and the Seder Yistalshalus, all the pistons are running the right way, and everything's firing, and all the cylinders over there.
Right.
That's terrific. But we got the second half of the Pasuk. You still got to give it that extra oomph. Mm-hmm. The story that I heard this story before. I think I may have heard this story from Schollenberg Gordon.
Okay.
It was about his father. Hmm. His father came to America in 1936, 4 years before the Friedrich Rebbe, so he was already here. The whole story went to the Yechidus, and he wanted to make sure that, you know, he's still going to be able to make his keep his connection with the Rebbe, and the Rebbe guaranteed him. So he, there weren't many Lubavitchers living in New York when the Friedrich Rebbe came.
Nah.
He was, this Yochanan Gordon was put in charge of the Gemach. Mm-hmm. And every year he would go into the Friedrich Rebbe, and he would, once a year, and he would show him accounts, receivable accounts, payable, donations, the whole business. And every year the Friedrich Rebbe would smile at him and say, thank you. Okay, 1950, Friedrich Rebbe passes away. Mm-hmm. 1951, so he goes into the Rebbe, and he's thinking he's had a bumper year over here. He's taken in more donations, and he's given out more money, and he's gotten more money back. And this is like the best year of the Gemach, and he's sure that the Rebbe is going to give him a big thank you. Okay, he walks in, different modus operandi, bring the Rebbe to the Rebbe. Uh-huh. Okay, the Rebbe looks at it and says, is this all you did? And he was just heartbroken.
Devastated, yeah.
Just, here it is, he's had the best year that he ever had. And he said, and all he gets is this all you could do?
Yeah.
So the Rebbe saw the body language.
Yeah.
And said, no, I mean you should do like I do. It says a Kriya Shema Almita, I say, and I was talking before the shiur, we're talking about Kriya Shema Almita. You're supposed to take a cheshbon. So it says you're supposed to look over your day. And so what I do, what happens when I get done with making my cheshbon, I say, is that all I did today? What about tomorrow? Mm-hmm. So it says, be like me. So it's very good what you did till now, but the Rebbe always wanted more.
Yeah.
You know, so, and that's all the Rebbe ever wanted from anybody, was more.
That's all.
Yeah, the famous story with Moshe Feller, with his famous, he has like these stories that he's been telling already for 50 years. The famous NCSY thing that he put on tefillin on one morning, and 1,200 people, 1,200 kids. And he's called up Heidekoff, he's so excited that he put tefillin on 1,200 kids. And everyone was on the phone and asked him, Und was geht sein morgen? What's going to be tomorrow? How are you going to top that one, buddy? You know?
Yeah.
So
that'd be bigger if they could put on the second day.
They actually came up with something bigger. They sold them all to Villain.
They sold them all to Villain.
Yeah. Wow. The whole thing. The Rebbe said that he would put the Villain were $60 a pair, and the Rebbe contributed, and NTSY contributed. So it came out. This was like 1963 for $18 to get yourself a pair of Villain, which today would be like $325 Villain.
Still good.
Yeah.
That's still fantastic.
Yeah. $18. $18 was basically $18 back then, too. Okay,
you got it. Yeah.
I mean, I had to work a little longer for it, but to get a pair of tefillin for $18, it's just like, wow, that's...
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's okay.
Yep.
Is he's nullifying his physical desires to what Hashem wants. And what happens when that happens? This is what the Rebbe's whole Nisias was based on, this idea. That when there's the subjugation of the forces of evil, so then the glory of Hashem is elevated throughout the whole creation process. Mm-hmm. By a person just controlling themselves a little bit,
right,
elevates the godly revelation throughout the entire Seder Histalshelus. Like the advantage of light in a dark room. Not just like a little bit of light added to a light room. Okay, that right now we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We've got
14 out of Romans.
These are supposedly like 60 watt bulbs.
Oops,
right,
all empty.
Yeah.
Almost empty.
240 watts. And if we turn on another light, so it would be a little bit more noise. I'm a klutz. Okay, it would be a little lighter over here. Okay.
I finished mine.
Yeah, I finished mine too. Anyway, so it'd be a little lighter. But no, this little bit that the person controlled themselves, it's like total darkness with a little light in it.
Right.
He's adding that little bit more light to dark. Okay, because that's where we're stuck in, because there is just so much darkness. If that be the case, then if a person's engaged in a vaida, if he's working, then he's pushing away the evil. The evil doesn't come back so fast. Me'ilav, rak im ha'adam yarena v'yamshucha la'atzma chas ha'shalom. Unless a person actually says, okay, I'm going back to doing what I did before. But if a person is now actively pursuing changing their nature, so then anything that they're able to accomplish remains permanent. Because he's not bringing it or allowing the forces of evil to obscure the light that he's bringing into the world.
To infiltrate that area again.
Yeah, that's what it means then at the end of the Pasuk when it says, V'avedas ha-tzedakah, and the service, the work of tzedakah, is hashgeit v'avetach ad olam, is security and trust, forever. Hashgeit hu meloshen shekeit al shomrav. The word hashgeit means to rest al shomrav, like the bottom of the barrel. The ha'ayin she hashmarim nifredim legamri min hayayin, that the dregs are totally and completely separated from the wine. V'neiflin lamata, they go down below. And what do you have? Legamri v'hayayin lamay lutzach t'sol v'tachlis. You get good, clear wine. That's what's happening now when a person is engaged in a vaidus at tzedakah. They're casting the dregs down and elevating the good stuff up. So it is also with the vaidus at tzedakah, that the shmarim, the dregs, are a mixture of good and evil.
Right.
Okay, because you could take the dregs, you take the bottom glop.
It's still got wine in it.
Sure. You just got to filter it out.
Sure.
You got to keep filtering it until you get it all the dregs out.
It's like sugar. There's the first level of sugar, from the first boil, second boil of sugar.
Yeah.
The third boil is the molasses. That's really nutritious, but it's tough and
it's
not as sweet.
Right. Okay. They're a little bit purified, little bit at a time. Every little bit helps until they fall back down to where the evil comes from. And you'll cast your sins down to the depths of the sea. Okay? So what are you going to do? You got to do it. To be continued.
That's huge.